Greetings About Last Night podcast listeners. It's your boy Adam Wright. I got a question for you. Do you guys travel? I'm sure you do. Everybody travels. Well, not everybody. Sometimes people just stay in their basement and play Xbox all day. Well, that's fine. But someday, you're going to get out, and you're going to get on an airplane. And when you travel, like Brad and I do, almost every weekend, you run into some issues, right? Especially with your luggage. Sticky wheels, dead cell phones. Well, there's a company out there that is solving those problems and much more. We got involved with a luggage company called Away. You probably heard of them because they're kind of blowing up. What they do, they sell first-class luggage at a coach price. What do I mean by that? I mean Away uses high-quality materials like other brands, but at a much lower price because they cut out the middleman and sell it directly to you. They've got three sizes in their luggage: carry-on, medium, or the large. And all these suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate materials, which makes them super strength, super durable. They have an interior patent-pending compression system, which is helpful if you like to overpack like I do. Four 360-degree spinner wheels, so it's always a smooth ride. That, for me, is always a big issue with a bag when I get it jammed up when I'm trying to rush from terminal to terminal, trying to get my Quiznos, not miss my flight. They've also got a TSA-approved combination lock built into the top of the bag to prevent theft, and a removable, washable laundry bag that keeps dirty clothes separate from your clean clothes. The biggest thing for me that Away really provides is that it can charge your iPhone, tablet, iPad, anything that uses a USB cord. There's also a lifetime warranty, so if anything breaks, they'll replace it or fix it for you for life. For life, what? There's a 100-day trial, so you can try it out, live with it, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it. And if at any point you're not into this bag, send it back for a full refund, no questions asked. That's a bold move, and that means they're confident in their product. And Brad and I have them both, and we've been using them for months, and it's dope. Free shipping on the Away order within the continental U.S. And it's well-priced, $225. And it's well-priced at only $225. A piece of luggage didn't cost more than your plane ticket. Did I mention it has the ability to charge your phone up to five times? What other bag can do that? A lifetime of luggage happiness awaits you. So go to awaytravel.com/ALN and use promo code ALN to get $20 off your order right now. That's awaytravel.com/ALN. Promo code ALN during checkout to get $20 off your order. Get that dope bag. Get that new bag. They're blowing up. Get on that train before they just sell out. And then you can't have a cool bag. You don't want to be that guy. Hey, I want a cool bag. Well, you should have ordered an Away bag, motherfucker. All right, now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. How you doing? Happy Monday. Thanks for listening to the show. Wherever you get it, iTunes, aboutlastnightpodcast.com, your Android device, Stitcher, wherever you get it. Appreciate the love. Thanks for those 5-star ratings on iTunes. If you haven't done so yet, do it right now before we get into the episode. Go to About Last Night podcast on iTunes, click on that 5th star, and give us a comment on the iTunes page, whatever you want to write. Something positive. You know, save your negative bullshit for YouTube. Quick thank you so much to everyone who came out to my my night at the Hollywood Improv last night. Was amazing. I'm sorry, Saturday night. Headline the Hollywood Improv. Harlan Williams came by, did a spot. Dane Cook, Melissa Villasenor, Michael Anthony, and Amir Kay, my fellow Mad TV cast member. Sold it out. The crowd was on fire. Everybody crushed. It was just, you know, one of those nights where you're just like, everything was awesome. It was just the best. And if you came out to support, I appreciate it. To my Mad TV cast who came out, you guys are the best. I love you. Couldn't ask for a better night. My mom even showed up to surprise me. She flew in. She wanted to see the show. She goes, I'm not missing this. I never see you do shows in L.A. I'm not missing this. So she came in and surprised me. It was pretty rad. Today's episode is an ALN classic episode. Brad and I were talking the other day. We're like, God, we've got so many episodes now, almost 300. And, you know, people will rediscover episodes, obviously. But, you know, I don't know how many of you guys are really going back and catching up on tons of early episodes. So every now and then we're going to toss in an ALN classic just to kind of re-up your, you know, get you reintroduced to some past episodes that might have fallen through the cracks that you, you know, have not taken upon yourself to go back and find. And one of our favorites, one of my favorites, I chose this one because Brad wasn't here. is the Adam Devine tour recap episode. Last spring, I went on a giant stand-up comedy tour with Adam Devine. We did 30 cities in 30 days. I'm sorry, 32 cities in 30 days? No, that doesn't make sense. It was 33 days of bonkers, chaos, partying, comedy, insane. It was the most craziest thing I've ever done. So Kyle Walsh, Adam Devine's best friend from Omaha, and our tour manager for this, came on the show as well. Adam, Kyle, and I broke down in 90 minutes the 30-day tour and everything that came with it. And I'm so glad we did, because it was an unforgettable experience. And you're going to listen to this and feel like you were there. We laughed so much and really broke it down from city to city. And if you love Adam Devine, you're going to love this. So enjoy this episode, this special ALN classic. New episodes will start up again on Thursday. Follow Adam on Twitter at Adam Devine. Follow Kyle Walsh on Twitter at Goons Squad, GOONSSQUAD. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Brad is at Funny Brad. At ALN Podcast on Twitter. At ALN Podcast on Instagram. Adam Ray 33 on Instagram. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Tour dates. As I said, I'm in town all summer doing Mad TV, which, by the way, new episode tomorrow night, Tuesday night. CW, 9 p.m., DVR, baby, Mad TV, episode 2. Hope you guys are loving it. This next one's going to be great. Bobby Lee and Ike Barinholtz are on the episode tomorrow, so that'll be great. I'm in town all summer. AdamRayTV.com for my tour dates. All my local shows are on there. BradWilliamsComedy.com for Brad's shows. He's in town for a little bit, too. He doesn't hit the road again until mid-August. So hit up Brad's website to see where he will be starting in August. And AstoyMerchandise.com for all your ALN merch, ESTOYMerchandise.com. Hat shirts, mugs. We got those ET mugs and posters and shirts. So go get them. Bring them to the shows. We'll sign them and all that jazz. A lot of great episodes on the way. Brad and I are recording a bunch of new ones this week. We're stoked. Brad has lined up some amazing guests from Montreal. So, so much more great ALN content coming at you. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Now that we got the tour dates out of the way, those are the Twitter handles. That's the merch info. Mad TV tomorrow, 9 p.m. CW. Watch it, baby. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a classic About Last Night podcast episode, the Adam Devine Tour Recap, with Adam Devine, Kyle Walsh, and me, Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
This is a great first thing to start on, because the amount of...
Wait, we're starting now?
Yeah.
I love it, man.
I love
how just natural you are.
Dude, I just start talking and then just hit record,
We've
dude.
Been recording.
I've been recording since you came in, dude.
Yuck.
So the hour started at...
yeah, dude, we're on the clock here. Okay. Oh, shit. Do I only have Adam Devine for an hour?
Yeah, let me check the schedule real quick.
I have to go.
But I wanted to ask you, because you and I knew each other decently, right? I'd say well.
Yeah.
New Orleans brought us closer.
Yes.
When you come up with a catchy tune out of nowhere with a dude, and you're stoned walking around a city you've never been to before, that brings you closer.
Mm-hmm. And who are you speaking with? No one knows who you're talking
to. Kyle Walsh.
And there we go.
Who is here on the podcast? Who,
yeah. First timer. First time listener.
So you guys have...
I've listened to two.
First time listener, first time on the podcast.
But people need to...
Never heard of it, not a fan.
Excited to be here. About what?
About last night, man.
Ah, there it is.
But you guys had a... And this is important to talk about, because you guys had a built-in camaraderie from being long-time buddies.
This is more like about last month.
This is about... Yeah. This is a comedy podcast, so keep that type of shit going.
So there's going to be a lot of quips and whips and jokes.
All right.
Soaring from these lips.
So let's just tell people what we're going
to
do. We're
going to
go
soon.
We're going to go from the beginning, because we're going to try to fit it in.
Well,
no
one knows what we're talking about.
When we
went on this insane tour.
Adam Devine started stand-up comedy.
Okay.
It was 2003 or 4.
Was it?
Yeah, it was probably
in Omaha, Nebraska.
No, I was out here.
Okay. You were working at the Hollywood Improv. You started doing stand-up.
I started doing stand-up in 2004. That's when I really started hard. I think I did it a few times in 2003.
And still called yourself a comic.
Oh, yeah. Because I'd done like four open mics.
He did a hell of a show at the Senior Banquet 2002. Millions Off High.
That is right.
What?
Yeah.
You did stand-up for your...
my senior class for the Senior Banquet. It went over okay.
Crushed.
Yeah? Did you roast people?
I had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Not really. I just told like very long-winded stories.
Of course.
The set was the worst. Yeah. But, you know, your friends were like, yeah, Adam! Yeah.
You're the closest thing they know to a comic.
I was there for that one. I remember.
We were so drunk when this story happened. He's leaving that part out.
So they remember how much fun they had during what you're telling. So they just love to reminisce.
That's the trick of telling of doing stand up at your high school while you're in high school.
Make sure everyone there for the story was having a good time.
We're just too stoned to remember the first time around. So like,
for sure,
that happened.
So then, okay, so you
had my mother's going to listen to this, guaranteed. Dude, Penny Devine.
Penny Devine knows. Yeah, she's going to be. This is an evening of tuning
in. Let's keep that in mind.
Sorry, Penny.
Why does my audio keep going out?
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Swap headphones. A little swip swap going on.
Well, should we sing the song just to jump the people in?
Well, we'll get into it.
Okay.
I know when that song came about, so I want to.
Right. Are y'all a band? Oh my God, honey, y'all harmonize so well.
So, okay, so you hadn't done stand-up, you hadn't done a real tour, so let's just preface by saying that this whole thing was a new experience for all of us involved.
Yeah.
Because we've done a few weekends, but no real tour. So, the timing was right, because the demand is high, but there was just timing.
The demand!
But there's no but scheduling-wise, it was
commodity.
Like... But work-wise, they're just like, to do a tour like this, it's not just a scheduling of like... Oh, I'm available this time. But hey, man, the venue's got to be available. And there's got to be the scheduling of making sure that it's not... I mean, our route was crazy, but it still wasn't that crazy for what it could have been based on, like, availability.
Yeah. These agents seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I was pumped. I was pumped on them.
Yeah.
That was good.
When you guys first saw this schedule, were you like, oh, fuck. Or were you just straight up pumped?
Yeah, I mean, well, I hadn't been doing stand-up a lot.
Right.
So, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go on stage and jerk off for an hour.
Yeah.
And
were you a little...
For a month straight.
Were you a little nervous?
Yeah, get used to that stroke.
Get your jerk face. Make sure it's consistent.
Hey, Mom. Office. Hey, Penny.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, we'll just
Penny.
We'll check in with Dennis and Penny throughout. Mm-hmm. Well, we went out a couple weeks before the tour, so you could really
started loosening up, getting
dust off,
dusting the old chops.
Yeah,
and the chops were delicious. it was the best.
That was necessary.
Once we got out of the first show under our belt, like Austin, the Paramount Theater, it's this gorgeous theater right in downtown Austin.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's incredible. It's like 1,200 people, sold out, night one, just insane.
Everything was perfect. And let's preface by saying, we almost didn't make that shit. If we didn't have fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr., because, you know.
Shout out to Dale Jr. Jr., Uber driver.
Yeah, driving us.
Uber driver of the year.
Yo, I think all it was the consistent dialogue of us being like, fuck, we're not going to make it.
We got to have to reschedule
our flights. The whole tour.
Maybe the tour gets canceled.
Dude,
just night one. And I want to say it is because Kyle, who was the assistant / tour manager on the show or on the tour,
we couldn't have done
showed
it without.
Up 25 minutes late.
On that day one?
On that day one.
I'm not trying to. You weren't ready when I got there, by the way. You were. Still,
I was waiting for you get ready. Okay. I was.
You want to get into this right now?
No, I wanted you. I wanted you to be there.
I was,
so I could get ready, so I would feel comfortable getting ready.
Oh. All right. I mean,
and that's how the tour went. Yeah, and then, luckily
Adam Ray, you shot out of the Uber, screaming our confirmation number. Oh, 727.
I go, why? Walsh Divine Ray. Walsh Divine Ray. He's like, the fuck? What? You putting a curse on me? I was like, Walsh Divine Ray. 025X X5257. And dude, like, because literally we pulled up. You have a cutoff. You have a 45-minute cutoff to check bags and board the plane.
And they love cutting you off. They love you.
They
you
love
come
it,
and
man.
It's like, oh, it's
ooh, they love doing this.
Ooh.
They give you the Mutombo.
Just missed it. The Mutombo.
It's 45 minutes. It's 49 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry.
Sorry.
Catch the next
If I could help you, I would.
I'm like, why are you saying it like that?
Yeah, dude.
Can you're
you
saying
help
it like,
can you help me?
Can you help me?
Can you help me?
Why not?
The dramatic voice.
Large Marge sent you. I don't trust you, Large Marge. The TSA employee.
Dude, I ran out. Literally, it was to the minute. And this guy bobbed and weaved to our Uber driver. Like, he was... There was times where I was like, all right, we might die. But you have to have that type of risk-taking mentality to get your flight. And we did. Show was killer. All right, first night out of the way. Now we go to Nashville. Because it's like, hey, we got a day off.
We also went to that cool speakeasy that used to be a brothel.
Oh, yeah.
There's this insane speakeasy.
Get some drinks.
That used to be the brothel. Not like an old-timey, like, it was a brothel and Sherlock Holmes went there. When I hear brothel, I think of, like, Sherlock Holmes. I think of, like, some old,
really
old shit.
Really old shit.
But this was,
Pipes.
Like, a whorehouse in Texas, a Texas whorehouse, 5 years prior to it now being a bar.
Isn't that crazy? 5 years.
Yeah. That's not a long time.
Texas is
you
awesome.
You still smelt some stuff. But it was incredible. Like,
it was one of the coolest spots on the tour, and that was first night.
And they have these little where I'm sure there was a lot of HJs and BJs and FJs.
Where we were sipping whiskey.
Yeah.
We were sitting in a lot of different flavors.
In, a little nook.
They sanitized it.
And then they
it.
Come and like, craft your drinks.
The guy pulled up to our room.
In a little bit, if it was in L.A., I'd be like, this is douchey. But since he was in Texas, I'm like, these guys got it going on.
What a great point.
Yeah.
It's out of L.A. We're like, fucking, of course it's here. But in another place, you're like, this is dope. Because it's not anywhere else. Yeah. That guy pulled up to our room and like made us all these specialty cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our room.
A booze tray.
That fat, old, sad men used to take $50 to.
Oh,
so they
is that
can
all
have
cost?
A meth head, dirty girl.
A two-tooth.
I bet a lot of them have most of their teeth. They're probably pretty young. R.I.P. They're all dead now.
That's why they closed the brothel, that accident. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was...
that story.
Oh, shit, you remember we went to Shakespeare's?
I got cornered by the manager.
We went to Shakespeare's right after, and then...
Yeah,
Shakespeare's Bar and Grill.
That guy...
Because your homie...
My buddy Colt Woody owns it.
That...
what a bar name.
What a Texan...
Name.
Person name.
Yeah, Colt Woody.
Colt Woody.
You're either quarterback for the fucking University of Texas...
Yeah.
Or you're Nolan Ryan's best friend.
Or
both.
You own... A bunch of bars in Austin, Texas.
Colt Woody.
Hey, my name's Colt.
Doesn't talk like that at all.
No.
Very normal,
you would
regular
think, though,
guy
like,
who's like
terrible impression.
Old.
No, I wasn't.
Great dude.
Yeah. No, but we went there, and then as we're leaving, those two gay guys said that you had a suck your dick handshake.
Oh, yeah. Evidently, I shook a couple of gay gentlemen. And from that handshake, they knew.
Immediately.
They knew I wanted to suck their dick.
Yeah, I overheard this conversation between them as we're walking out, and it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe we just met Adam Devine from Workaholics. This
sure.
is crazy.
Heard that before, but then.
And he leans in, and he goes, oh, my God, did you get that same vibe? It's like, oh, my God, I know, right? He had a suck your dick handshake. Like, I want to suck your dick handshake. I've shaken this dude's hand several times and
never felt that way.
With these guys, I shook their hands and then mouthed the words "I want to suck it," so I could see.
I can see why they would
go
down that path.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Mistaken.
Well, that's a possibility.
Missed that part earlier tonight.
That was a great first night. And I think for all of us involved,
Raw
we're like,
dog breakfast. See you soon.
All right, people partaked in things where they left shoes.
Shoes were left
they
behind.
Met people. They left shoes.
Omelets were eaten.
Omelets were eaten
on someone else's dime. Hey, Penny.
Zapatos were held hostage.
For a long time. You got those back, right?
I got my shoes back.
Oh, nice.
We go from there to Nashville because we got a day off. And it's like, hey, now it's time to... And a day off that early in the tour was a little like...
We were spoiled. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves. Yeah. We did no something idea. Like 30 cities in like... Or like 28 cities in 30 days or something.
It felt like 35 cities in 30 days, which yeah. doesn't even make sense. And that's why it felt like that.
Yeah.
Because it was that crazy.
I know we only had 3 days off the whole tour, right? Or 2 days.
Maybe.
Could have been four. I know we had every Monday off. And we started on a Tuesday.
Because
so
of Shabbat.
We only had the three, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I think we had three days off.
And, so to have a day off that early was... was great because, it was weird, but it was also like, and also what we got to do, because we went to the Kings of Leon concert, because you know guys in the band.
Yeah, the next night, we were going to come home, because I have basketball tickets to watch the Clippers play Houston, but...
You brought this up to me on a car ride to a show where you go, hey, man, you go, it's so casually, too, and you got to think about the world Kyle and I are living in, and the world you're living in, and you're like... And so you go, hey, man, I got this text about some, like, Private Sports Illustrated swimsuit-sponsored party with the Kings of Leon. They want us to come. He goes, but it's the Clippers Rockets. And I almost pulled over and bitch-slapped you. But I was like, and I'm, like, doing my best job to focus on the road and also not do some, like, fucking cartoony double take where I'm like, yeah, man, let's go to Nashville. I go, or let's go watch Dwight Howard not perform to his fullest potential.
Sure.
And you go, and I go, wait, what's the other option again?
He's playing well in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's playing well in the playoffs. But you said it out. I go, say that second option out loud again. And you did it. And then you look at me and you go, yeah, okay, we should go to Nashville.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
And that was awesome. That party was so fun. Yeah. Like the Nathan Falwell, who was the drummer for the Kings of Leon, and I've been a big Kings of Leon fan for a long time, and we've been like Twitter friends for a while, just hit me up and was like, hey, I know you're about to go on this tour. If you have an open night, you should swing through Nashville on this night, and it just so happened to coincide with our night off, our second night on the tour. And
which, again, is a great perk, because that's the level you're at, and I try to say this to friends of mine where I was like comparing. I go, hey, man, I go, that's a great – those are the cool perks you get when you travel somewhere famous. I go, after Adam goes, hey, you guys want free tickets to a Kings of Leon concert? I know guys in the band. I'm like, yeah, man. And afterwards, if you all want free broccoli cheddar soup, I got a buddy that manages Panera not too far from here. Yeah. That's what I'm going to bring to the table. Yeah. It's not free concert, but it's free soup. Don't be a dick about it. Yeah. So we go there, and you have to walk the red carpet.
I fucking hate soup, Adam.
Do you really?
Hey, the broccoli cheddar's not bad.
I wanted to tell you that because you were all tour long. You're like, I gotta get some soup. You know what I mean, guys? And we were both like, yeah, man, soup. I think you like soup.
Yeah, what do you got for soups?
Yeah. How many times did I say at the W Hotel
this guy,
to the
overheard this guy had about
Walsh and I had a room together, and how many times he heard me say to the fucking room service, what do you got for soups?
Hey, what do you got for soups?
5 a.m.
Weirdly, he's from Seattle. I don't know why he talks like this sometimes. He's from Seattle.
Know,
he
man.
Looks and talks like he's from New Jersey.
Nobody knows why.
Yeah.
When I die, somebody will explain it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I hope that guy, can I be quite honest, I hope that guy is David Hasselhoff.
I hope you're a 5-year-old who is in secret like protection. Like like your dad's a mafia dude.
Oh, that would be dope.
Yeah.
God, fuck. All right.
And you're like, and then I grew up in Seattle. Yeah.
But just, and they're like, they're trying to coach me. They're like, dude, you got to talk like this.
No,
you can't say that.
Yeah, no, definitely go supersonics. See the Space Needle. It's a real trip. Sean Kemp.
And Gary Payton. Marvelous.
Doing marvelous. All right. So you have to walk red carpet at this concert.
Yeah.
Which you did. You did with a lot of grace, a lot of style.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think
Christy Teigen also humped your leg.
Yeah.
I know. That was cool.
That was bananas. Walsh and I are standing behind you, hitting this weed pen. And this, by the way, and that's an important detail to know, that at 7:15, I'm hitting the weed pen, and I'm hitting it hard.
When you came in the lobby, yeah. This is night two. And I know Adam very well through doing stand-up for years, but like, we kicked it a bunch.
New Orleans was a good, but a lot of, there was working a lot. So it was a lot of post work.
Yeah.
So everyone's, when you're all in the same.
New Orleans was house, Adam Devine's house party season two.
This tour was a, down there. Yeah. This great, yeah. So this tour was a great, like, hey, this is going to be either we all get to know each other well and it's for the better, or man, a lot of things come out and we head back to LA and go
demons.
And we gotta cut Adam Ray loose.
So
this is night two. He comes down the hotel lobby.
Courtyard Marriott, little shout out.
Yeah, Courtyard Marriott, that's right.
Trying to get him as a sponsor. There's a home
in Just ripping the weed pen. We're in Tennessee.
We're like singing too.
It's not, and they're singing.
I think
singing.
I was
they're
singing
loud.
Something about Pinot Grigio.
Everybody's looking at them, and they're blowing weed smoke all over. Like, it was pretty flagrant. And I was like, Jesus.
And drinking the free wine.
Yeah.
So drinking and smoking at 7:15. Uh-huh.
And so I do the red carpet. Christy Teigen humps my leg. That was a cool moment in my life. Gave some
brushing that to the side.
Gave some dumb interviews where I just, I do a lot of Nashville, baby. And I hold up like a finger. I'm like, number one city in America.
I think you might have said, what happens in Nashville stays in Nashville.
Vegas suck, Nashville's rhinestone. Beep. Because, you know, it's like ABC affiliates or whoever the fuck I was talking to.
it's just eating it up.
Suck our beep. This is he's prime time. He's ready for prime time.
So now we're walking in.
Yeah.
Guns are blazing.
Go in. Get drinks.
Yeah.
Trying to ease into the
concert.
Gigantic security guard comes, grabs us, takes us back.
Yeah.
We kick it with the friends and family of the band. The band's kicking it there. It's great. Adam grabs the Patron bottle and empties the bottle. It's like just was open.
Over an hour or two?
No, maybe one drink was poured from this bottle. He drank the entire bottle. Then the wives of the members of Kings of Leon, the wives were like, where did all the Patron go? Yeah. I thought we had a bottle.
That sentence, that's when it became real for me.
I thought we had a bottle. And they're like, who drank all this? I notice Adam's not saying anything.
Still has a cup like half full of tequila.
Shoveling Jolly Ranchers in my pants.
Yeah. We go. We watch the show. Show's awesome. They killed it. It was a crazy show because it was like there was these balconies. We were like in the kind of the pit area, and there's the balconies around, and the balconies are just packed with supermodels.
Yeah.
So it's cool just to be watching the Kings of Leon and then just see like glittery supermodel titties.
Yeah.
And that was cool just in and of itself.
Yeah.
Even though none of us hooked up with supermodels.
No.
It was just fun to see.
It's cool to see it, man.
It was cool to see.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Machu Picchu. Am I going to climb it? No, but I want to see it.
I kept thinking when I was a kid, like Kathy Ireland, like Cindy Crawford, Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah. These girls were like on another planet.
On another planet. They're not real people.
Yeah. And then we're at this cool party where we're talking to them.
With the next gen.
We're laughing with them. We're staring at them longingly from afar while
our friends drink their booze.
Yeah, in the meantime, you're just ripping the pen and chugging this vodka.
Let's also say, too.
We actually had a moment where me and Adam looked at
this is a great moment.
Me and Devine were like,
and I love to hear this halfway.
Is he okay, man? Is he going to be all right?
Well, this was halfway through the tour. You guys told me that this moment occurred.
9 o'clock.
And it's great because this is night two.
We have two after parties to go to. You heard that, right?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. And you guys, it was when I walked, because I walked out of the bathroom. I remember I tripped and I go, ooh, I go, in my head, I go, shouldn't have tripped right there. Because I go, because in my head, I'm like, don't, because I knew what was going on with me. But I was also feeling good. So I didn't feel like I was yet being disruptive or obnoxious. But hey, you also keep in mind the time, man. It's 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's 9.
And I'm treating it like it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So I don't
You were at at least a 2 a.m. level.
You guys were still at 9 p.m. level, which
we paced ourselves.
Yeah, we were at a 9 p.m. level.
So and then also when I hear.
Maybe a 10.
Maybe a 10.
We might have been at a 10 p.m.
Still not
level.
A 2.
No.
So I hear you guys have a little bit of like dialogue. I hear like, and I'm like, fuck, they're talking about me already. And I'm like, do I intervene and go, I'm cool. But then I go, intervene and fucked up and go, you guys got nothing to worry about. You're going to go, hey man, we're calling in Monroe.
this early.
I'll bring him in at a tight 35. Go to the bar.
So we go back. We go to the bar. It's everything's. And then I think I split out at like probably 2. End up, you know.
You bailed. I mean, we were out until like 5 a.m.
You were. Yeah. Well, as you should be. You paced yourself.
Yeah.
I went back, spilled beefaroni on the bed.
We were at this cool. What was cool is came we in, were kicking were dead. It. It was the best. It was like, you know, Pat from the Black Keys kicking it with, who's also a buddy, and like the Kings of Leon, who were like our new friends, and all this cool. Like, and we went to this spot called The Spot that you can only go to if you like know. It's like a private club after hours.
It was a great place.
It was cool, and all the drinks were free. Yeah. It was awesome. And I was bummed for you that you went too hard
split
too
out.
Quick. You but he didn't like puke on the bar and fucking you know choke
I didn't
out,
embarrass
a,
you.
Choke out a chick or something.
Yeah.
Like
so I love that. I love that. That's where you go. You know what? He
that's
left
where I
and
draw
I'm bummed,
the line.
But but you go.
If
you know
you puke on the bar and choke a chick out, I'm gonna have to cut you off.
Yeah. No, all I did was go back to my hotel room. Grab 3 cans of beefaroni off the courtyard.
Which I eyed earlier. Gonna be eating those.
Hey, man, I didn't know they still made that shit. So I'm just as surprised as you were to see Chef Boyardee's giant, goofy Italian face staring me down, being like, take me upstairs. Let's have a good time. And I'm like, I'm fucked up, chef. That's a great idea. Spilled it all over the bed. The maid came in and thought it was blood.
It was a trail. Yeah, I came in and thought it was blood.
It was beefaroni sheets.
Your-
yeah.
So that was
Nashville.
Yeah, that was Nashville. Then we did a quick Boston gig, and that was fine.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ewing Township.
Okay, we did a quick New Jersey
gig. A quick
gig.
College gig.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to go.
Flew there, then the next day, that gig was fun.
Yeah.
And then we turn around, and then we fly back to Orlando.
Yeah.
And that's where
we came Nashville? To Nashville to do the show.
Oh, yeah, and then we flew back to Nashville.
We did Nashville twice
to actually
days.
Do the show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
In a rock venue.
In a cool rock venue.
Marathon Music Works.
Yeah.
Patrick brought me a beer.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. People went apeshit for that.
Yeah, that was cool.
And that was also, too, like the, I mean, it was third show in, and it was like, all of us were kind of starting to get like all right, I think we're starting to like feel out the groove of like, you know, because.
The travel pace and just running those long sets because, you know, like doing the difference between doing like. In L.A., you get 20-minute sets, maybe a 30-minute set.
Yeah, maybe 30. Yeah.
Maybe, like, only if you're, like, a famous comedian.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't really get long sets.
And for me, it wasn't a big jump because it was like, I'm doing those sets. But you went from, even those 2 weeks we did prior, you were still getting 20 to 25. Now you got to do an hour and change. And so that's, like, a huge. So by the third show, though, it was like, all right, we're starting to, like, get in the groove of it. And, like, Kyle was getting the groove of, like, all right, like here's what I can say to these guys at this early in the morning, and like here's the text I can send.
Here's the coffee. I'll leave it here.
Yeah.
I could tell how much sleep Adam got the night before by when I knocked on his door with coffee, and I could just see him. And I'm like, oh fuck, he didn't sleep last night.
Well, yeah, but I would bring some weirdness to it. I felt like once you get like a week and a half, 2 weeks in. I started to like not sleep. And just wouldn't go to bed, and you'd knock on the door and it's just me opening up the door being like, "Hello."
The shining
good
all
morning.
Over again.
And that's where the song came from, which we almost skipped over, which was born in Nashville because it was leaving the Nashville. I think when we got there for the show in Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well we were in and out of Nashville, and never been to Nashville, they just have acoustic guitars in the airport just singing country.
You had a great bit about that one night where you were like, we literally got off the plane and a guy was like, Nashville summers, loving life. Like, a guy was just, and you're like, it wasn't like they were greeting you. It was like a guy who they'd been like, hey, this guy was hopefully someone walks off that plane and discovers me.
I know. I said it was like American Idol everywhere. Yeah, like every guy walking off the plane is Randy Jackson.
Yeah, we almost felt like we need to walk by and be like, great job, Jesus, man. Keep it up. Not Keep today, up. Dog, but maybe next week.
You're coming to Hollywood.
I think you did say that. What a dick. He's not coming.
He's not coming. I gave him a ticket.
So then we walk off, and it was like, I think, you know, and Adam was sitting up above us. So Walsh and I walk off, and we go, and we're waiting with the bags with Isaac.
Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I thought I saw Tim Curry, the actor, Home Alone 2, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think I see a guy, very obscure celebrity to reference or think you see. I think I see Tim Curry. I'm wearing my headphones in the plane. I scream at a very...
He screams it. It's an early flight. Everyone's
7:30
tired.
In the morning.
2 feet away from
my headphones are on. I didn't know my
he
audible
screams,
levels.
Tim Curry!
And points. Points at the guy's face.
The guy's 2 feet away from
and
me.
And looks at me, gives the elbow jab. Points again, like, hey, man.
This, mind you, this is just a night removed from us thinking Adam is the biggest drunk, thinking like, that he has a drinking problem, and this whole tour is going to go
now. He's
flames.
Spotting B-level celebs that don't need the praise. So we get off the plane, and we're waiting for Adam Devine to show up, and he shows up just looking tired because I don't know if we slept. And I slept in a bowl of cheap pasta sauce, but you maybe didn't sleep, and so he walks up and he's got
I go hard.
You had coffee, you had Red Bull, and I think we were all like, you're like, I'm going to get a Starbucks, and we're like, really, man? And you go, and I literally, and instead of going, yeah, man, I'm fine, you said, which then became the anthem for the tour. What did you say?
Never get sick, never get tired. What was it?
Never gonna sleep.
Yeah, never get to sleep, never get tired.
Never gonna die.
What is it?
Never gonna sleep.
Never gonna sleep.
Never gonna die.
Never get sick, I tell you why. Shit don't faze me.
Sings that back as his response to Are You Okay?
So clearly he's fine.
So clearly he's fine. So we're like, all right, well, get that coffee then. You're fine.
Go get
never
it.
Get sick.
You don't need it.
But
go get it.
Never get tired. I'll tell you.
Shit don't faze me.
Shit don't faze me. Got a superhuman heart full of caffeine. Adderall running through my veins. Shit don't faze me.
Come on now.
Shit don't faze me.
Ask out. Oh,
Patrick left Carney, my
hand me a beer. Got a handshake. People think I'm queer. Shit don't faze me.
Woo!
Shit don't faze me. Left my shoes in the hotel room. Raw dog breakfast. See you soon. Shit don't faze me.
Come
everybody.
On now.
Shit don't faze me. Ask Isaac a question he don't know. Shit don't faze me.
That's the only story we haven't told. That's Isaac, our manager, both of Adam and myself's manager. I've worked with him for, it's been like 8 years now. And Adam is maybe
going on
six,
a year.
Going on a year.
Maybe, yeah.
He's shitty. He's horrible at a show.
Isaac, don't
look yeah, we'll
Isaac,
cut that out.
We love you, brother. Isaac, we love you.
We can edit.
No, he's the best. But as you know, it's fun to
give
him jabs.
Shit. Dude, you got to have that.
Yeah.
You got to have that rapport.
It's so frustrating because he obviously doesn't like it.
No.
But it's like the friend in the group of friends that's the role. Everybody's got to have a buddy
man.
That you kind of give shit to.
You
but you love
point,
him.
You love him.
You love him.
And that, we came up with that line basically right after Isaac left because he was with us for the first like 4 days of the tour.
Yep.
And then it was just us on our own. Yeah. And he came back in Vancouver, which was the last leg.
Yeah.
But when we first sang that in front of him,
oh God,
he got so mad at me. He was like, I'm over here telling everyone you're doing a great job and you're helping me out. And you're
making up songs about me.
You're over here telling them.
Constructing beautiful melodies that put me down.
Whoa.
Ask Isaac a question he don't know.
By the way, who wants their fucking their trying to figure out a solution to a problem to be E-I-E-I-E? Like that's your fucking yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. So all right. So he's the best. So we go. We leave Nashville. That song comes out of it and follows us everywhere. It ends up being a warm up song for most of the dates. We go to Orlando, which was going to be the first like. Hey, let's take it easy, man.
But that night, my girlfriend Chloe came into town, and we did not take it easy.
No, because the show was great. And let's here's the thing that if you're
back to the spot for drinks.
Yeah. Well, she actually came into Nashville at first.
That's right. Yeah, she came to Nashville and came with us to Orlando. And sure. we were like, all right, we went hard those first 3 days. We were like, let's because even from the get go, we were like, we got to pace ourselves because you don't know what to. This was new for everybody. You don't know how much the travel and the shows are going to, how you're going to feel from it. But hey, man, when Adam's drawing 1,500 to 2,000 people plus a night. And they're crazy fans, and the shows are all dope, and we're all like contributing to the process of what's happening. You ride the high of it, and you can't just go back to the hotel room. The only time we did that was in DC, and then we cleared the minibar. So,
dude,
and that's because a blizzard was out. Like a blizzard hit the city.
Yeah,
no one was out.
We didn't know if we were going to leave again, so we had to enjoy that night.
Yeah.
But Orlando was like, all right, let's chill, let's take it easy. Show's killer. Another like dope rock venue that set up for concerts, but like. Very conducive for comedy. Show's killer. And then a buddy who put the show together was like, hey, I got this club that I like promote and my buddy runs. Do you guys want to go and just get a table? And none of us are huge club guys, but when you're handed over like the keys to the city and it's easy and you can walk in and you've got shit set up.
Well, and also we don't know what the fuck else to do.
In Orlando.
In Orlando.
Yeah. Is like, Mickey still up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, Orlando's like the land
Mickey never
of...
sleeps.
Does Dennis Scott or Penny still live here?
Chain restaurants. Yeah. You're like, are we going to go to the, you know... to the Olive Garden late night?
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck to do.
Hopefully, but...
Yeah, I mean, I hope they stay open late.
But if not... So we go to this club, and it's just like, dude...
The most club place. Laser lights, fog machines,
laser
glitter
lights,
tits.
Every
glitter
time the girls bring a bottle over, it's just...
Like,
bottles
of booze.
That's a great way to explain any club, by the way. Laser lights, smoggy folk, glitter tits.
Oh,
yeah, fog machines.
Which were three of the names of the girls who brought us drinks.
Yeah. I just remember one of the dudes, he came over, and there's all these strobe lights going on.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I lean over, I'm like, whoa, man, all these crazy strobe lights. He goes... Welcome to my life. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
man.
Shit.
That was an awesome night. Just because we're not club guys, like Adam just said. This isn't our environment. But when you're there and we're being treated like kings, it was pretty hilarious. They
Dude.
Put us up in, like, the best table, like, right by the DJ.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And we're
bringing
sitting,
us flaming
we're
bottles
sitting on
of
the
booze.
Just bringing us so much booze. Didn't want us to pay for anything. It was pretty sweet and nice of them. So we just were like, let's be Dan Bilzerian. Like, let's fucking spray champagne on people and just like stand up on speakers. And we were those guys all night long.
It's more fun if you just commit to that part, by the
yes,
way. Yes, right?
You just got to commit to it. Because we're out of town.
Yeah.
In L.A.,
we're not supposed
I'm not
to be here.
Doing that.
No. Yeah.
But I'm there. It's Orlando.
Let's play the part.
Yeah. I kept screaming, do you feel it? I don't even know what that means.
No, but guess what? In that moment, I remember responding, I feel it.
You feel it. By the way, we're not on ecstasy or
no.
anything. We're just drunk and kind of hot, you know?
Yeah, we were smoking the next day. The guy... He texts me. He's like, we got away with so much shit in the club. We're just smoking.
Oh, really?
He was like, I remember he handed me one. He goes, just blow it down. And I took a hit and just leaned back.
Yeah, I remember you handed it. You handed it to me. And I,
throw it up, throw it
I
up.
Stood up with the blunt in my hands, made like a YMCA, the Y of YMCA formation, and jiggled while like, you know, whatever the Chain song was on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah, so then, like, and that's, by the way, what was possible the entire time, because it's like, when you go in, we always went in with open hearts and open minds, and then it was like, oh, okay, I guess we're just gonna club it up tonight, and then the next morning, now we're flying to the East Coast to start our East Coast leg of the tour.
Yeah.
We go to Boston the next night.
No, we go to Raleigh.
We go to Raleigh, North Carolina the next
night. Yeah, and
to do May Mandy Hall, which is a concert hall, by the way, which is usually...
Symphonies. It was crazy. There was like 1,500 people there. It's like a symphony. The stage.
How dope
are
those acoustics?
It was great.
Yeah.
The show was really fun. We didn't really do much that night.
We went back to the hotel bar and convinced. And this is another, by the way, perk of Adam being Adam. We walk in. It's late. They're like, we're closed up, guys. And then the dude goes, oh, shit. And we go, yeah, man. You mind if we get one? He goes, oh, fuck. And then he talks to his manager. We get to chill in the bar for... half hour and have a drink and like because you can't here's the thing, man. There's no possible way for any comedian, especially for the shows we were doing, to walk off stage and go back to the hotel room and watch TV and chill out, man. It's too much of a high, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, and also we were doing heroin.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, Penny.
Yeah. So we couldn't sleep. Yeah, you couldn't go to bed. Yeah, so we got drunk at the hotel bar.
Right. So that was new. Oh, also in North Carolina, we had that Uber driver, remember, who was just who I videotaped for 15 minutes. Yeah, who was like, who saw those two?
Look at that butt cheeks.
Who found out that we were comedians and just
took that as an opportunity.
Yeah, to like, we're gonna spot him.
He
like,
auditioned.
We are the Randy Jackson of
Uber driver
of last comic standing,
Uber style.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he basically all
or Craig Robinson.
It's cross between Cash Cab and Last Comic Standing. Oh, all in the same.
It's a great idea. That would be the pitch if he was a part. Because at one point he goes, comedians. He goes, man, let me tell you a story about the time I went to Denver, man, and smoked some hella weed. I ate everything, man.
Hella weed. Doritos, and Doritos.
Ruffles. Can't forget about the Ruffles.
Ooh, I love them ridges. He was cool. And then I had like a really cool... Well, you guys were like at the hotel. I went and had dinner with my aunt.
That's right.
And my whole family that I haven't seen since I was like 12 years old. So didn't know. I walk in this restaurant. I don't know what these people look like.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No Facebook updates or anything.
It's just me. She's not on Facebook. She's a 75-year-old woman. And so it's just like.
Well, that shouldn't stop her.
Well, sure. Yeah. Arvella's on it. My grandma.
Oh, Arvella in the times.
What?
Arvella knows.
Your grandma's on Facebook, 75?
Oh, yeah.
That's killer.
She's pretty cool. Yeah.
What's your first impression when you see this part of the family? You're like, I haven't seen you since I was 12. They're pumped. They know what's going on with you. You don't know what's going on with them.
I hated them.
Just as people.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were great. They were great. It was cool. And they came to the show, which is weird. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. But
do you have any weird feelings about performing for family at this point? Because from the get-go, you do. I think everybody does. You're like,
yeah.
As soon as you start to go, oh, I'm going to talk about this on stage, and my mom's going to see this, and she doesn't know.
Well, I'm lucky in the fact that like workaholics is kind of what like broke. If like I didn't do workaholics and I just did like Modern Family and Pitch Perfect,
and then you did,
and
what
then
you do
I'm
on
doing
stage?
my stand up yeah. set on stage.
Your folks, yeah.
My folks would be like, "What the fuck is this?" And like, also, all the fans would be like, "We don't like this.
Yeah,
what is he
Thank
doing?"
Thank God for that, by the way.
Yeah, it really worked out. Thank God
for your introduction to the world to be what you are. What you do?
Work a small digs.
Yeah. All right. So we leave North Carolina. We go to the East Coast. Start the East Coast leg tour.
We go to Amherst.
Which is this is one of the craziest legs of the tour because of the weather that was involved, the shows, the amount of like, and this is when we hit too. It was like, hey man, hope you enjoyed that day off in Nashville with Jolly Ranchers and Beefaroni treats. Because now it's fucking every night.
Now you fucked.
So we fly into Boston and we do. We drive to Amherst, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is University of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We do the show. It's killer. It's the
see
first
the Basketball Hall of Fame along the way and lose our shit. We're like,
lose our
what?
Shit. Basketball Hall of Fame.
Free throw
with
what?
Free throw contest. We all shoot a bucket in the first basket that was ever created. We see the history of basketball. It was incredible because we're all huge basketball fans. And also the show was in a basketball arena, which was
fucking insane.
Yeah.
And it was also insane because it seats 35,000 and 1,500 were there, or 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000.
Yeah.
Which is still a lot, man.
Yeah.
And it still seemed...
In a theater, it would be packed. Yeah. It'd be insane. But in the stadium, I'm like, no one came.
Yeah.
But they put us on half. They set up a giant stage that was like facing, like mid-court. And and the show was good. And then we shoot hoops there the next day because that was dope.
Yeah, I mean, you were in the house with that Camby and
drained a half court shot, throwing it like Tom Brady, dog.
That was killer. Also, and then we went to that whiskey bar that night. Remember that?
Yeah, that was the first night when we walked in and that guy just spotted
That's
you.
Right.
And he's like, "You better be wicked funny tonight.
You better be wicked fucking that was our funny tonight."
That was the East Coast welcoming us to the East Coast. Yeah. That guy walks
hey,
into
are
this.
Are you Adam?
He's like, I'm seeing you tonight. Oh, cool. Thanks, man. You better be wicked fucking funny tonight. And I go, Jesus, man, that was pretty aggressive. And he goes, I'm sorry. I'm just excited to go. Me and the wife. I'm taking the wife.
Good luck tomorrow night. We'll be rooting for you.
Go Sox.
Yeah. And we drank like six different whiskeys at that bar and then painted the town a little bit, do the shows. Then we go back to downtown Boston, right? And then we thought we were going to stay there for the night and take a train to New York the next day. But uh-oh.
Did Northeastern Community.
That's
Northeastern
right. Did college. Drove back. That's right. That next night. Did another college. And then we're thinking, hey, man, let's enjoy the W Boston. Let's get a good night's sleep. Let's enjoy ourselves. Get up.
I'm
going
to get some Parmesan fries.
I'm going to get some Parmesan fries.
It's going to be great.
Hey, what do you got for soups? That was at the tip of my lips, getting ready to be delivered through the phone.
Was that Orlando, I think?
Where it started?
I'm just it was Nashville. Passing out like three or four.
What do you got for soups was Nashville.
I just hear this guy on the room service phone like, hey, what do you got for soups?
Anyway, and then what do I say?
I go, what do you got for soups? And I'm just like, oh, what is going on? That's it. I'll take one of each. And I pass out thinking this guy ordered seven soups. I woke up the next day and it's just like
a soup and a salad.
Like, yeah. They only had like two options. So you ordered
he probably goes, we got vegetable soup, we got Caesar salad. I go, one of each. It's like, well, I mean, you mean one.
Yeah.
You mean what I said? Because that's it. There's only one option.
Yeah.
So then we have to, all right, this might be my favorite story from the tour. So now we get to Boston. We're like, hey, man, let's catch a 1 p.m. train from Boston to New York City because it's only an hour away. And let's just, we got an easy travel day. And then Isaac's like, you're going to get snowed in. We're like, what? Fuck. So what?
Our train already got canceled.
Our train got canceled. So it was like, you guys need to drive through the night 5 hours or 4.5 hours from Boston to New York. So we're like, fuck it, let's do it. I'm like, I'll drive, let's do it.
So Divine's just having a few at the bar.
Having a few drinks. You meet a DJ. Who was the DJ?
Breck. Shout out to Breck.
Yeah, Breck won. Follow him on Twitter.
And who was he again?
Yeah, he's cool.
He was the DJ, by the way, in my scenes during the heat at the club.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
He's like, weren't you in that movie, man? This is what it was, but he's the DJ. He was a local Boston DJ. And he then was put in charge of DJing, selecting the music and curating the music for all the W's.
Yeah.
So, but he's based out of Boston.
Right.
And so he's like the dude in Boston. And so I met him just sitting at the bar and then got hooked up with a bunch of free drinks and built an everlasting relationship.
Yeah, it was great.
Basically. And so, podcast over.
Yeah. So then we get on the road, and we're driving, and you guys are drunk and a little high, and I'm sober trying to, like, power through. It's blizzards. It's blizzard town, all right? We're getting snow.
It was snowing pretty good for, like,
you guys are like, hey, man, let's pick it up over 50. We're trying to get to New York before 1 a.m.
Go a little faster.
Go a little faster, man. To which I say, fuck you. I don't want to die tonight. There's a blizzard coming down in front of me. And you guys are like, hey, man, we're from Omaha. We've driven through shit. You said you're from Seattle, New York. But we think, have you really been in torrential downpours? And then it starts to come.
Looking back, I'm glad you decided to
thank you. At one point, it was coming down pretty hard.
Yeah.
So we're driving through this blizzard. And then all of a sudden, we hit a toll booth, right?
Yeah.
We had a toll booth. We're
running out of gas.
We're starting to run out of gas.
We were running out of gas, and I'm trying to like use the Near Me app or whatever to be like, hey, where's this next gas station? It's not working. The light comes on, and I'm like, oh, this toll road. Hey, let's just pull over here. We'll figure out, you know, ask for directions to where gas is. But we have the fast pass, so we're going through all the toll booths. And we lean in. First thing the guy says is, you're in the wrong line, 375.
Paint the picture of what this guy looks like.
Fuck?
He's a combination between like
Steve
Buscemi at 90 and the Monopoly guy.
He looks like
minus a Monopoly.
He looks like the two old guys in the Muppets that just heck.
Oh.
Yes.
He's that. He's the human version of who those people are.
Yeah, Adam's just trying to get directions. Hey, man, we got this fast pass, but we're running out of gas. We really don't know where we're at. Can you help us out with some directions?
Yeah.
Wrong line, 375. Like, what?
And then I, who am drunk and stoned at this point,
just, snap is an understatement.
Well, no, you didn't snap yet. You didn't. You leaned over and you go, "Hey, man.
Hey, man. Oh. We just need to know where to get some fucking gas."
Yeah, and then he goes, "It's $375," and you go, "I don't. I didn't
I'll
ask
give
how.
$100 fucking dollars.
I'll give you $100 fucking dollars." And it was the fact that you dropped an F bomb that took this guy. They got this guy defensive, and you were like, "I don't care if it's $100 fucking dollars. We just need to know. That's not what I asked. I need to know where the gas station is." And he goes, "Don't you fucking swear at me. Watch your fucking
mouth.
Watch your fucking mouth."
To which Adams then leans in a little bit over me as I'm driving and goes, "You watch your fucking mouth, you fucking piece of shit.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck your mother."
Oh, no. Well, and the whole time I'm speaking in my best Boston accent because it's so much fun to do.
It's so fun to do.
And the people in Boston are just so mean. Like, everybody's so hilarious.
It's a part of the culture.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. Instead of like going like, "Hey, what's up, man?" It's like, "Fuck you, you piece of shit." That's how they respond.
Hello.
That's hello.
Fuck you. Like, fuck you.
So I thought it was fun to do that, and so I drop an F bomb, and I'm like, "I don't care how fucking much it is. We're just looking for gas." And he's like, "I thought you fucking cuss at me. Fuck you.
Fuck you."
Yeah. And I'm like, "Fuck you. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Fuck you and your fucking mother."
I've never seen your face turn that color red.
Dude, scary, dude. It was scary, dude. But also super funny and exciting because I'm like, in my head, I'm also like, my actor mind's like, "Yo, Adam can do drama, dude. This is like..."
I was playing a character.
This is real.
This is real. And then the dude just goes, "Have a nice day."
He slides the door shut just to let... And that took Adam to another level.
That was a power move.
Where he went, "I didn't think you'd get higher." And then you just started like, "Fuck your mother, you mother." You just mother, went off on this guy.
Yeah, more fucks.
More fucks.
I'm sitting there, by the way, not driving yet. The dude then just opens the thing and goes, and opens it, and just stares. And I go, "Hey, look, man, I'm sorry, dude. If there's any way, like, I'm trying to be the peacekeeper." I'm like, he's a real fired up, man. We're just trying to get directions to the gas station. We're having a tough time finding any sort of, you know, geographical location on the map. We're struggling here. Do you know that we're the nearest gas? I'm sorry about my buddy. And he goes, I go, "Can you help us out?" And then he goes, "Help out that piece of shit."
No, help after this piece of shit.
After this piece of shit. So then it's like the door's open. He's saying it in front of Adam again. He goes, "This piece of shit, fuck you." Starts going again. And then he goes, "Have a nice day." And then I just go, "All right." And we take off and we start driving.
But he let us through. Did we pay for that shit?
Nope.
Saved us $375.
Hey.
And then we literally just get off on that exit. 45
feet.
There's a gas station.
Let's just get right.
A baseball toss away.
Yeah.
So we get there. That's when I find out that Adam Ray is the most scared
of
snowballs.
Well, sure.
Like, out of anyone I've ever met, you throw a snowball at him, something snaps in his head. I think either, like, you were, like, beat up a ton as a kid.
When my parents split up, my dad threw a snowball at my mom and me and goes, "Not only is this over,
I feel like
but
it was a
fuck you."
Were you picked on a lot when you were, like, a tiny kid? When you were, like, 10?
For my weight, yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, that still lives within you as a person.
You think? Yeah,
because,
for sure.
Because we're picking on you a little bit by throwing snowballs, a very, like, innocent, fun thing to do that
you
boys
just
do.
You just throw one back.
Let me just say this, though. I can take it, though. I can take the jabs and the, like, all that. But snowballs, yeah, man, there was something about that resonated. You guys struck a separate chord.
There was a couple incidences when...
What was that word?
There was a couple incidences.
Incidents.
Is there a
incidents.
D in incidents?
I don't fucking know. But no, when we... anytime there was snow, we would just, a gas station, you just have a snowball fight. And me and Divine are coming out of the gas station, and we're going to have a duel. And I'm like, "Hey, let's have a duel where we've been doing this, you know, get a snowball.
Walk, back to back.
10 paces, and then we fire." And I look over at Adam Divine, and I go, "Hey, let's do this. But when we turn, both fire at Adam Ray, and we'll get him to, film it." And I'm like, "Hey, film it. Get out of the car real quick." And
yeah, because I would
Fuck.
Because I was big on the picture opportunities and let's capture the tour and, you know, let's like remember this.
I took advantage of that for sure.
So you were like, he's going to want to film this and then let's just go and unleash the fury. On
him. I think when I said unleash, you read my lips.
I read
your lips. He goes, Walsh, you're the worst fucking actor I've ever seen. I fucking read that. Get out. And you fucking charged me like a bear. To which I just offensive lineman blocked
you. Yeah, you offensive lineman blocked me. I also held back the actual pain that could be brought.
So I threw the snowball. Cool. Like, I fucking dare
it
you.
It was cool. Your intensity level, because Adam's a very even keeled dude. Just the intent. It was cool that in a matter of like a day, both of us snapped. Me on like doing a Boston accent,
like a direction
to a toll booth guy, and you at us for snowballs set you over the edge.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? But what's
great? Well, it was the same. I remember as a kid, I just snapped at my friends for like I don't know what it was, but I just like it was like, you guys suck. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. And it was like Ryan, Jonica, and those guys. And literally my what they were like, why did you snap? That was insane. You just snapped on us. And my retort was, my hair hurt from wearing a baseball cap for too long. And honestly, if I'm being real, that's the reason it did.
It kind of did, yeah.
It did. It set me over the edge.
Yeah.
The baseball cap.
Your hair hurting.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Sometimes that's it, man.
Thank God, though, the fury got brought out from both of us in hilarious ways.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was one of the things, when I first got back from the tour, and buddy was like, how was it, man? I was like, dude, it was the best. And I go, and not only because of the shows and just the tour, but, like, we were all so, you know, that's a long time to be with people, man. You can get on each other's nerves. And it's like, you know, there were a few moments where the traveling probably just got to all of us. Like, we were speeding, I think, from when we then left the East Coast after we did, you know, after we finished Boston and we went to New York for two great shows in the Gramercy. And then it was train to D.C. for the snowstorm, which we did the show anyway, even though they were like
train to
Philly. Philly.
And then
great
and
show.
Then to D.C. Yeah. And then all these were great shows.
And historic theaters. Like, in Philly, it's like our buddy Russ who came out there was like, I saw the Bob Dylan and like the Who play here when I was a kid, and you guys are now doing stand-up. Like, crazy venues.
Yeah.
Then we go to D.C. and it's like snowstorm, and they're like, we might have to cancel the show. And Adam's like, no,
the
fucking
Tower. The Tower.
That's
theater,
right.
Yeah. And the Lincoln Theater.
And the Lincoln
in
D.C. Yeah. And Adam was like, no, fuck it, man. We're here. If there's 40 people, yeah, man, it'll be a dope show for those 40. Like, it'll be a crazy thing to say we did.
Yeah.
And then maybe 15 people don't show up out of the 1,500 from this legitimate snowstorm that should have kept everybody.
Yeah, so that was in D.C.
Yeah, and that was incredible because then there's an energy in the room that's just like, yo, we could feel that it was like, yo, these people braved death. There's some people after that were like, I drove 4 hours through the snow to see this. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So that was incredible. And then Philly, and then
back to Boston where we did two shows the next night, two shows at the Wilbur.
Yeah.
And that's like a historic venue and like,
yeah,
like we've heard about it since we started doing comedy.
Yeah.
Everybody says the Wilbur is the coolest.
I mean, Stephen Wright, Chappelle,
Wilbur,
I mean,
was doing like 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks after.
People film specials.
So
there.
It was awesome. Yeah. And there was, you know, sold out shows and it was so much fun. And then that's when we linked back up with Breck, my boy Breck, who works at, who DJs at the W.
Yeah.
Shout out Breck.
Yeah, yeah.
and it was Kyle's birthday. And then we went still. The thing is, you don't know what to do in these cities.
No.
Breck, he's a DJ. He knows clubs. Club Night 2.
There was a club underneath the Wilbur.
Underneath the Wilbur, it's club, the hottest club in Boston goes off.
Real quick, the best birthday surprise was when Adam ran the show a little longer. And we came out, took a photo at the end.
Yeah, dude.
And then brought me back on stage and had 1,500 people
sing happy birthday.
Sing happy birthday to me.
That was a big time move.
I was like blown away. That was insane.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so much fun.
That was a big time move.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was cool.
That was dope.
And then.
What in Washington, D.C., the night before, that's when I was just used to chanting at the end of shows, really. I was on a good run.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got to tell that story for sure.
That's right.
All right. So Adam's about to star in this movie with Zac Efron called Mike and Dave that you're shooting in June in Hawaii for 3 months?
For, 2.5 months.
This is a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I'm so.
You've been in movies. Now you're starring alongside a super hot movie star, hot both physically and figuratively.
Physically hot, yes.
I met him in Anaheim when they came to our show, all the people from the movie. And
crystal blue eyes.
And can I say something right now? Meeting Zac Efron, there was a little part of me when I met him, I went, oh, my God. He's beautiful.
Look at him.
Look at this guy.
He's like a human husky.
There's
he's like a human wolf.
There's another voice in your head you didn't know lived there that goes, oh, look at this guy. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. It's a great part. Adam's going to crush it. Point being, you were still up for it when we're in D.C.
Up for the movie. Right before we left for tour, I get strep throat, like literally days before. Get strep throat. They say that the test for this movie is in Atlanta. So I got to fly to Atlanta with strep throat and test for this movie. I didn't know. I thought it went well, but I was really on the either I get it or I don't get it. My agents are telling
me. It's down to you and one guy.
Yeah, and so in D.C., I had the idea to have the guys come out at the end and have the crowd chant Mike and Dave.
Yeah.
And I'll send it to the producers and the heads of the studio and shit.
Just to take things up a notch. You had to do at that point it was like, yo, what I've done is what I've done. And in the room, but now I need to find another way to take it up a notch and separate myself from the other dude who's up for this part.
Like the night before, you just had took video like you walking out on your phone, and it looked okay, but it wasn't like
no. And Kyle did the camera work, and we killed
brilliant
this video.
Camera work, by the way.
Thank you.
And it was a Washington is a big theater. It was like 1800 or something.
Yeah.
And people went apeshit. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't really see
that.
Then
I booked the fucking movie.
Yeah, then you booked the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And that was great.
And they said that, that helped.
Yeah.
Which was, pretty cool.
That was crazy.
That was D.C. Then we went to Boston, did Kyle's thing, had his birthday, the whole deal.
Couple colleges
up in put us up in a – remember suite? They put us up in a super suite, which is cool. They just, upgraded. That was the hotel staff – of the W Boston were the coolest.
They came up party with us, right?
Yeah, they partied with us.
And that was the night that also who partied with us was this girl from the show who just stumbled back to the suite somehow.
Oh, and then passed out in Adam's room.
She fell asleep in my bed.
Nobody knew this girl, by the way.
No one knows her. So it's like, what do I'm trying to go to sleep. It's like 5 a.m. Yeah. I'm trying to go to bed.
I remember.
So we can get 2 hours so we can get the fuck out of town and go do a couple colleges.
At one point, I remember going to the bathroom and then just seeing Breck, the nicest dude ever, just like
petting her head
by the,
as she's
the
puking.
Bed. And I look at him like, wow, she's fucked up. He's like, yeah, cool. I'm going to go drink more. You're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Well,
that night, though, I remember I got to the club at 1:15 after I closed out all the merch, took everything back.
Yep.
And everyone knew it was my birthday, so I proceeded to take 8 shots in 45 minutes. Got him in for the bathroom, man. And then
that's where that came from.
Got so, then we went back and just partied in the suite. Then Adam Ray got woke up to, an ass slap and, a cheek bite.
Kyle brought a girl back to the room as I'm sleeping, and I'm, half asleep, and I'm you know what, it's his birthday. I also was zonked out, dude. I think I don't know how much I'd slept at this point, but I was out. And you were a good dude for not being waking me up and making me go sleep in the hallway, which I would have done.
Honestly, didn't know you were there.
Well,
yeah.
You know what?
At that point,
you're fucked up. It's your birthday. You go back with this girl, but I'm still in and I didn't know if it was a dream or not, but I hear the next morning, I was like, did you get your ass slapped or did somebody bite somebody? And he's like, why? Because at some point in the night, I heard in my dreams, my Coke's in my bra. Ass slap. Just bite it a little bit.
My Coke was in that bra.
My Coke was in that bra. And apparently what was happening with Kyle and this girl, she had Coke. And
she said take a bra off, and I did.
She did take a bra off, and he did.
I did.
Kyle's just like, it's fine. You'll find
it. Cool.
You'll find it is what
he said. We'll find it.
Just stay here. Don't look for it.
And then I heard some slaps and some bites. And by the way, if you've never thought you would not know what an ass bite sounds like, you know what it is, man.
You do.
Trust your sound senses.
I
heard an ass bite, and I go, "Someone's ass getting bitten." So
that
was East Coast leg, man. Yeah. That was East Coast leg.
Then we leave the East Coast.
Keep in mind, this is a week and a half.
Well, we do
this. Feels what we've been talking about sounds like 2 years of life.
Yeah.
This is a week and a half.
Then we did, what, Syracuse?
Syracuse, a college, just...
Yeah.
But it's still, on a prop plane, we threw 2 hours up north to do a college. Was great. And then it was like, hey, man, thanks a lot, East Coast. We'll see you soon. Head to the Midwest. Latro.
Then we had Bloomington, Indiana, where we got so drunk that night. Remember how drunk?
Snowball fight.
Yeah. Snowball
that was
fight.
A great snowball fight.
Yeah, snowball
night.
Fight. We go to a couple college bars in the heart of Indiana University. Again, an epic theater, like 2,500,000 kids.
2,500,000.
I set every record.
They had people, they just they built the stadium just for the
just
show.
Just for the show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we go to this guy, we go, let's go to a couple bars. We go in and you know, it's in the college towns especially, man, you get mobbed. So that was inevitable. And at one
started
point,
started off right though.
Started off right,
smoking weed in the cooler at this point.
Well, no, that was at the bar. We had to hide from that though, because it was Adam was getting mobbed. So then we go. The guy goes, "There's a secret place we can go hang at for a minute." So we go in like the beer closet, which is basically where they store the beer. And we're back there smoking weed and drinking beers. And this is where
Marmalade Life.
This is where Marmalade Life came
That's
about.
Right.
Because at one point we're talking about letting something marinate, and
well,
Adam,
well,
this is where Adam Devine.
Let's be fair to me. I get offered a lot of drinks when I go into these places, and I drink them
sometimes.
9 out of 10 times.
It's tough to say no thanks.
Yeah, because I'm a drunk.
Try saying no thanks when it's when you're having to say it all the time.
Yeah, so, yes. So even if you turn down half of them, you're still going to take like 7-8 shots.
More than you would.
More, yeah. Just straight up.
Yeah.
And then we just did the... I hit the, what were the, dabs.
Dabs.
Yeah. I did 2 dabs in this. So this is where Marmalade Life comes from. I just did 2 dabs, like 8 shots, and I've had like 2 or 3 beers.
Yeah.
And we're there, and someone was talking about marinating something. And then I don't even know.
Marinating like a teriyaki sauce, right?
Yeah. Yes. Like marinade.
Well, I'm just still trying to make sure you know that there's only one kind, man.
He still doesn't.
Don't ask that to me with a question mark, dude. I'm still trying to make sure you know.
He has no idea.
There's a difference.
Marijuana?
Oh, man.
Marijuana.
Oh, man. I love that he just asked me as if I was the one who created marinade. Oh shit!
Yeah, well, that was like a 5 minute conversation. Well, no, and also you took that dab right away.
We just covered that. I was very, very,
Welcome
very
back.
Stoned.
Hey, man.
I had to pee.
So then Adam goes, well, we go marinade, man. And then Adam goes, wait, marinate. And he goes, and sometimes you got to marinate it. And we all go. Yeah, I mean,
no,
wait,
I'm like,
what?
Marmalade and marinate, I thought were the
you,
same
It's crazy,
words.
Yeah, you go, it's crazy.
I thought that they were the same.
Basically, what you brought to the table was, it's crazy that there's marmalade and marinade. And you go, it's crazy they're so similar in sounds, but so different in meaning. And then we all go, yeah, it's also crazy that, wait, what?
Man, that was cool. That was cool because I was in front of like 10 other impressionable, like... 19, 20, 21. I guess they were probably 21.
Nah, they were loving it.
21-year-old, looking up to me, just like going like, oh, wow, he's on TV and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then here I'm going like, duh! Duh!
Marinade, Marilyn, Marmalade, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, the M words, sound in your mouth, money, matrimony.
So we leave. We get a change of scenery. We go to a bar. We finish it out there. We bounce from Indiana. We go to Iowa, right? We go to Iowa State. We do Iowa.
No, we did Chicago in between.
Jesus
Indiana
Christ.
Chicago.
We drove to Chicago. Yeah. Did the Vic Theater
the
for 2 shows.
Which is great.
Unbelievable. Adam bought in New York at a vintage NBA store a Chicago Bulls jacket.
That was at the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we got that at the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Thank you. But also we went to the vintage place in New York.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Mr. Throwback.
Yeah. Mr. Throwback. Little shout out.
That place rules.
Check them out. They're the shit. So you buy that jacket from the Basketball Hall of Fame. And in Chicago, comes out, gets introduced. Every night I would intro myself and then intro Adam when I'm on stage. And he gets his jacket and was like, yo, what if you came out to the Chicago Bulls staple intro song?
Boop, 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 boop,
Yeah, Alan Parsons Project. That's been there.
Boom.
And now.
Yeah, this the
starting lineup.
Boom, boom.
For your Chicago Bulls.
And they announced, it's the most legendary voice and song in the history of sports. So they play the song, and I go, you guys ready for your headline? You ready for the man you came to see? They start playing the song. I go, Ed comedian. You know, a 5'10 comedian. Which you know?
Yeah, I thanked you for saying us 5'10".
Yeah, was for of course.
Yeah,
yeah. From Omaha, Nebraska, comes out. He's wearing this vintage Bulls jacket. People go crazy. Shows are dope. We go to this arcade bar that night, and you know that was a bring in. That was a night where it was like, oh, tonight, you know, hey, tomorrow's flight's going to be a little bit of a struggle. Which,
because then we went to that after hours spot too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then
you left your card there.
Yes, I left my card.
That's right.
There.
That's right.
And then to Iowa. Then to Iowa State University. Dope show, dope college, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Then we drive to Waterloo, which is where you were born.
I was born, I was raised till I was 10. My parents are from there. My entire family's from there on both sides. So like this place is like my hometown, basically, besides Omaha. Like, I consider Omaha my hometown as well.
This was like the show that was like, all right, now it was the first show for any of us that had a lot of family.
And it was
there.
The biggest show. I think it was something like 2,800.
It was almost $3,000.
Yeah.
It was an insane venue. You crush it. Probably show the tour for
Northern
you.
Northern Iowa's theater is state of the art. That thing was awesome.
Yeah, that thing was incredible.
Yeah.
Talk about, I feel like if Kenny G wanted to do like a going away tour, like if he was like, I'm retiring from the oboe.
He'd go out on
which,
that.
By the way, should be his. The book he writes is I'm retiring from the oboe.
Does he play the oboe?
No more oboe.
Yeah, does he? I don't think he plays the oboe.
I think
he plays
saxophone.
Yeah, he plays saxophone.
Can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah, so it was awesome. Also, it's awesome for my parents because they finally get to, this is the spot where they get to show me off for their friends and just go like, just party with their friends.
Yes.
For like a fun thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're so proud.
The
my
kids,
parents,
babysitters.
My parents,
I mean, there's people. Yeah, your parents are the best. Penny and Dennis are the best.
They rule. So they like set up like a pre-show dinner / party. So we start drinking like hours before the show. That's probably why the show is so fun. It was loose as fuck.
Yeah.
And
it was also one of the only college venues to actually sold beer.
Yeah,
at the theater.
Yeah, that
was
awesome. Cool.
Yeah,
that was very cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Colleges are all like super stoked.
So then we go. So we go hard that night because it was just, the show was incredible. Show one of the shows of the tour, family, everything, and then just a lot in play. Oh, by the way, you got a slap fight with your dad.
No, this is the story we're telling. I don't know where your head is.
Yeah.
my dad is just so proud, so pumped, and we've always slap box each other since I was old enough to where he's just not beating
and
a child.
And by proud, he means drunk.
Yeah, drunk.
I didn't know this. Yeah.
Everybody's really drunk, but we're heading back to the hotel. Also, we're kicking it with a few other of our good buddies. It was like a lot of people were rolling deep. And me and my dad are slap boxing.
I didn't know this was even a thing, by the way. Like, you told me that in high school, your friends used to come over to watch you guys slap fight.
Yeah, we would like put on like boxing exhibitions for my friends.
What?
Yeah, and we would just slap box each other in the living room. You know, you know how
how you do,
how you beat up your father in the living room.
Not a lot to do in Nebraska.
Yeah, so we slap box each other. So we're doing it, and it's icy, and it's cold, and it's the middle of winter.
Yeah,
and we're in northeastern Iowa. You know,
University
in northern Iowa. Go Panthers! And we we're slap boxing each other. Kyle's filming it. He's filming the whole thing. My dad then closes his fists and punches me in the mouth.
Yeah.
Just punches me right in the mouth.
A hard punch.
A hard stick in the mouth.
Overhead right.
You could have, we joked how after you very closely could have been, hey guys, good, so good to be here.
Yeah, totally. So he punched me in the mouth. And then I'm like, you punched me in my fucking mouth. He comes over to like give me a hug. I'm not having it. I push him off and sock him right in the eye.
Right in the face.
Right in the eyeball.
Yeah, it's a great piece of video.
That ended the fight.
We was like, oh, what are we doing?
Actually,
we're punching each other.
He took his coat off and was like, yeah, like,
we want to go. And we're like,
goes,
no,
really?
No.
Oh, really? Coat comes off.
Yeah. And we talked him off the edge.
It talked him off the edge.
I'm like, I got a lot of shows left. Let's fight in a few weeks when I don't have shows.
I'll fly out.
Pencil me in.
So then we go. We continue. We get drunk in the room, and we're partying in the room. Me and my dad and Joe Gans, who was like a Nebraska quarterback, who's a good buddy of mine, who was the assistant quarterback coach, and his girlfriend Kelly, and a couple other people, and we're just drinking.
Yeah,
we get so drunk. People finally leave. It's time to go to bed. I'm trying to go to bed. I thought everybody left.
Yeah.
20, 30 minutes later, I feel a giant man crawl into bed with me. And I'm like, ah! You know, like, what the fuck?
That's a normal reaction, by the way.
And it's just my dad going like, Dad, I can't sleep with your mom. I'm just going to, I don't want to go over there and I'm going to sleep. And so he crawls into bed with me. I'm like, oh God, you know, like now I gotta sleep with my dad all night. We have a show the next night. Yeah. This isn't like a night that we could just lay up.
No.
And so
a boulder.
Yeah.
So I'm passed out, laying there, and wake up the next morning with my dad pinching my butt cheek and kissing me gently on the shoulder and saying, good morning, honey. Which just must be what he does every morning to my mom.
You got a glimpse.
Yeah. And I turned around, just Nicolas him like
Cage
kissing
style.
Me. And I turn around, he's kissing me. I look into his face, the worst black eye I've ever seen. Just fucked up.
Yeah. You had a fat lip, too.
Yeah.
I had a fat lip. Nice photo of you guys the next day in the hallway in the hotel. Looking good.
And that was our send-off from the Midwest. And it was, like, very proper that in each, like, coast, it was, like, something crazy like that to be, like, see you this part of the country.
Yeah.
Let's go out with a fucking butt-cheek fondle.
Yeah.
So then we go to...
Real quick, you remember when we went to breakfast the next day? At that little tiny breakfast spot.
Oh yeah.
The old shipwreck. We go to
Plus this poor woman's heart.
God, she bless this poor woman's heart.
Was the best at best.
Yeah,
waitress.
Henrietta
very
probably.
Sweet, very
grew
sweet
up,
Rachel.
Obviously, right around the corner.
Yeah, and she grew up in Waterloo. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we went to a diner. I wish you could remember the name of it.
Yeah, I was just
It was probably called The Diner.
It's like the
I
breakfast.
I think it was like the breakfast spot or something
cafe
like that.
Cafe or something.
This is where we have morning food.
This is a tiny, you know, Waterloo isn't a super small town, but it's also not a large town.
Right.
And it's this little breakfast spot, and we go in, and this sweet woman is our server, and Adam started it. He goes, I think I'll take.
No, I did.
Oh,
did you?
I got
yeah,
the.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, you started that one.
I was like, I'll eat it.
Yeah, it looks good.
He was like,
and then it came, and I was like, ooh, looks good. The old shipwreck.
It was called
the old shipwreck.
It was like bacon, eggs, toast.
It's just the regular
should have been called
breakfast.
The whatever.
Yeah. It's called the regular breakfast meal that you'll probably get because it's like $7.
It's the Denny's Grand Slam, but not a Denny's.
It's like the Denny's, like... in the park home run, not even the grand slam, but like it was still awesome. You know
this
really
the good. Almost double play.
So it's called the old shipwreck. We're nowhere near anywhere where a ship will wreck. You know, we are landlocked.
Yeah.
So anyway, so
maybe the mighty Mississippi.
Goes,
I don't know.
He goes. It doesn't. It's not that close. It's like 2 hours away. And he goes.
I'll have the old shipwreck.
In a funny voice, this woman lost her mind.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, the shipwreck.
Hysterical laughing. And she laughed hard. She laughed hard like.
As if Chris Rock himself
delivered.
Said, I'll have the old shipwreck and some pussy. You know, like. Like and you're
which,
like,
by the
oh,
way,
shit.
Would get that
Chris
reaction.
Chris Rock just said this hilarious thing.
Yeah.
Which.
His closer.
Yeah, it's like his fucking closer, the shipwreck and pussy, and the place loses. And then, you know.
So she leaves. We're like, well, that was a little out of the ordinary for her response.
Yeah.
It's just
we just order some menu.
Yeah. And then.
It's just my hungover. Then,
yeah.
Well, then the best part about it is it just kept going on. Every time she'd come back, she came back like she's a great waitress. She came back like 4 or 5 other times.
Yeah.
And every time one of us would go like, not as good as the old shipwreck.
Yeah.
And she would
lose it again.
Lose
even
it again.
Laughing hysterically.
And honestly, if I'm being real, Waterloo has a horrible meth problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think she was fully methed out.
Oh, no.
No.
So your sense of humor is definitely amped up.
Yeah, yeah. That's meth. One of the benefits of doing meth.
Well, no, I remember
his breakfast menu items.
And then we're out of town. We're in Vancouver.
No, Boulder.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just keep it moving, guys.
All right, yeah. We'll go 10 more minutes, yeah?
You guys good? We're finishing.
We're almost done. We got about 5 to 10 more minutes.
Whole thing.
So we go to Denver.
I'm
no.
hungry.
All right, we go to Denver. All right, we'll close this up. This has been a great recap, by the way.
We're doing great, guys.
This has been great. No, this is a great recap.
And
so Boulder. Boulder was two shows. All right, Boulder was two shows.
Boulder, we flew still there. Wanted in Boulder because I got a 32-mile-an-hour over.
Kyle got a speeding ticket, but we went to Boulder. Let's just really briefly say this. After Waterloo, which might have been one of the hardest nights out and longest nights out, and lack of sleep plus plentiful drinking, now we have to do two shows. Our flight's delayed. We fly into Denver. It's an hour to Boulder. Show's at 7:30 and 10. There's two shows. We get there at 7:30. We immediately go on stage, do two shows, then go to sleep and have to get up 5 hours later, go to Vancouver. We go to Vancouver. An Irish Coover. We fucking go to a strip club one night. Adam gets kicked in the face.
We went to strip clubs both nights.
All right, yeah. All right.
What do you mean? Adam gets, let's be honest.
The one of the nights, Adam gets into a little bit of a combative confrontation with one of the dancers who says,
"Not even." Here's what happened. Okay. It wasn't.
This is worthwhile to stop for.
Well, I
we're on the home
threw
stretch.
A.
You threw
there's,
money.
There's the like it's Canadian money. It's what are they called?
Krubles.
Krubles?
I have no idea.
Jesus, Frank. David the Gnome Biscuit
not,
Treats.
Not right.
It's
but
Canadian dollars.
Krubles.
No, there is a name for it.
Yeah, it's but like what Gremlin.
It's definitely not Krubles.
Gremlins
It might as
Krubles.
Well be. It's yeah. not American. Fuck them. So, we're there. I throw out
we love you, Canada.
$15, the equivalent of $15.
Yep.
Throw it on stage. Not a small amount of money to throw on stage. It's like a pretty good.
$3 to $5 footlongs.
You're pretty pumped. If you're a stripper, to get that money.
Very pumped.
Right? That's a good, you're like, oh, this guy is going to throw out a bunch of money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking. She goes, you throw like a little bitch. And I'm like, what? And it's like, you, look at how he threw.
She
and
starts like mocking you.
She does in a very offensive, Down syndrome-like voice. A retarded person voice.
Yeah, she was
like,
a little offensive.
Look at him throwing money out.
That
and
was,
I'm like, do you, like, I'll take the money back. And she's like, I don't give a fuck.
She goes, I don't even need that money.
Yeah, she's, and then she goes, I don't even need that money.
This is a great
line. And I'm like, yes, you do.
You just spread your.
Yeah, I'm like, are you spreading your ass cheeks for us because you're an artist? Look at my chocolate starfish painting. That upset her. That upset her.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
So, gets off stage.
She was like back and forth. She leans in, I remember. She bent down, leans into your ear and goes, pussy rules the world, baby.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he was like, all right, Jesus, get off stage. So she finally gets off stage. By the way, no one throws any money. The $15 I threw was all
max
that
bet.
All that this girl got, and I took it back.
Yeah.
I put it back in my pocket. Next girl comes out. I throw the money back on stage. That girl, when the first girl, when she got off the stage, I saw talk with the other
girl. The same way
girl.
A comedian will talk to a comedian when like, they bring them up as a host, like when they're like, hey, have a good time. Or
like
a crowd.
You shake their hand and be like, oh, they're great, or like, don't blow it, or you'll say some shit to someone.
So what did this stripper say to the next stripper?
I don't know what she said, but the next stripper. But the
that's
but
not
the
a classical
second,
bit.
But the second stripper came on stage and got on the pole and was dancing and was making eyes with me. Yeah. And I remember, like, I think it was either you or Isaac leaned over to me and was like, ooh, this one is into you.
I said that.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I could tell the camaraderie was being built.
She was like, into you.
She was giving you the look.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting by, like, it
court
was
side.
Kind of a court side.
Right in front of the pole.
Right in front of the pool, but there's not a lot of room. It was not a very well-constructed, poorly designed stage.
Yes.
Because the pool's too close to the side.
Yes.
Like, she spins around, extends her legs, and kicks me in the side of the head with her 9-inch stripper heels.
Ryu Street Fighter style.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
just
like,
clock.
Like, bam, bam.
Swinging leg kick.
Yeah.
I thought you were fake. I'm like,
dude,
faking. I'm like, what's going on?
And you heard like a...
Like, got fucking rocked in the side. This stripper told the other stripper to kick him in the head. Said, fuck him.
Kick that guy.
Kick that guy. How's the crowd tonight? Kick that guy.
Kick that guy in the blue shirt.
Kick that guy.
Fuck that guy. So that was great. And Vancouver is where I found out that my house is broken into. So it's kind of a bittersweet venue.
Bittersweet symphony.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some great sushi.
Got the car back last Friday, so it's all good.
Woo. Back on track, man. Yeah.
So fucking try to break into my house, motherfuckers.
Do it.
Come at me. Yeah. I'm fully secured now, bitch.
Yeah, you do get on lockdown now. That's the sound of Adam shooting a super soaker at you and then doing dog noises at you as you get shot with water.
Ew, I was a machine gun.
No, it was also a machine gun. It was also dogs. It was like
I wish
pit bulls.
I wish I was good at impressions like you. And then, so...
Leave Vancouver.
Peace. We out of there. Back to the States.
We're on the way home.
Seattle, baby. Killer. Adam Ray. Adam Ray.
Hometown. Yeah.
I'm
Neptune Theater.
Met the fam. Hometown. Great theater.
By the way, Puddin. Wonderful woman.
Quick shout out to Puddin.
Puddin.
A guest of the podcast.
Adam's mom. The sweetest woman. Her and my mom are kindred spirits.
Yeah, they got to meet up at some point.
Reality
where's
show.
Where's the Penny Puddin tour?
Yeah. It's the reality show.
You crushed that show. I remember, well, it was your hometown show. Yeah. You murdered. I remember going like, oh, Jesus, I got to follow this kid. Yeah. It was cool.
It was
you
a good night.
Murdered.
And then we got, and one thing that was great that night, too, is that the Uber ride, my buddy, Kirk Huffman, who came with us that night, reminded me that in the Uber ride, we sang to Eddie Vedder's Jeremy Spoken or Daughter. We just basically sang a song in the Pearl Jam melody. Don't call me a daughter, but just naming Seattle sports figures.
Well, only because Adam's so proud to be from Seattle. It's like, I get it, hometown pride, but this guy is nuts.
That became a running gig where I was like, you guys
can
love it,
man. Well,
he's
like, no, he kept saying like how much we're going to love it.
The air's clean.
And he's like, oh, like you get off the plane and it smells different. And the air is so clean. And the people are beautiful up there because they eat right. And they're like, it's like everything that's anything.
I was so proud, dude.
And he's like, and Nike's right there. And like, it's like.
And the Space Needle's there. And dude, Pete Carroll's nearby if you guys want to.
Yeah, and it's like Starbucks. And the fish. Have you ever had a fish that tasted just going ape
fish.
Shit on all things Seattle?
So then it became
so
a running joke.
The song, it was like, "Whoa!"
You would go. You would go. It was in this
shrimp.
Hershey Hawken, Sean Kim, Marshawn Lynch, Sam Perkins,
Seattle, Supersonics, the Mariners, Kangri Jr. I had his hat. I was a fan. He molded me. It was like, you can just
molded me.
Just go on.
Yeah, our Uber driver was loving it.
Yeah.
Seattle was killer.
Seattle
we go to Portland.
Ruled. Portland was great. And both of Seattle and Portland, Kyle Newacek came to both shows.
Yeah.
He just was bored and wanted to go and do some
shit.
Yeah,
dude. Came along for the ride. It was
cool.
Great.
Yeah.
And then, and Portland was a great show. Went to another arcade
for a little bit.
Those are great. If you're out there and you're thinking about starting a bar, put video games in there too because,
double whammy.
Yeah, dude. Because we played a lot of games.
Although, the Portland, you got to work on your DJ playlist at the video arcade bar. They were playing like techno DJ shit and it sucked. It did not fit the classic 80s, 90s arcade
games. We got into a serious NBA Jam playoff series, and we're listening to
like Sandstorm was happening. I want to know how much the Sandstorm, Jeff Sandstorm, made off of that song, because that's the most popular DJ, or the most popular techno song of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the only one that you know, right?
Yeah. Well, I also know. Bing, boom, bing, boom. Bing, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
everybody feel it up.
Okay, actually, everybody feel it up. Yeah. So, Portland, great. Peace the fuck out. And we flew back to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Did a show that night.
Now we're two dates left on the tour.
That was awesome.
Which, again.
Austin Anderson is opening up for us at this leg. And he also did. University of Northern Iowa and Boulder with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chi-Town.
Oh, shit. And yeah. Chicago.
Austin, another hometown buddy of you guys from growing up. Mm-hmm. House Party Season 1. Hilarious comic. Even funnier dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Very funny man.
Funny person.
Go to Anaheim.
What? Who? Dino opened up for us in Boulder.
Dino in Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah, Vancouver. Yeah.
Dino Archie.
Archie yep. is his last name. Yep. Very, very funny comedian. Okay, so and then we're in Anaheim, do the shows. The director of the movie that I had booked,
Mike and Dave crew is coming down. Fox,
yeah, Efron, Fox, all those people. Yeah. Anaheim was the most fucking rowdy.
Taming a lion.
This was Disney. Land proper. We're in
downtown. We're in Disney. Disney. We're in downtown Disney. Disney. We're yeah. doing stand up in downtown Disney.
Downtown Disney. I'm like, I was worried that the crowd was going to be too tame and we were going to have to like light a fire under the rest.
Yeah,
they were so loud.
Most
and
rowdy
so
crowd
drunk.
Of the tour.
Scream! I couldn't get out more than like two sentences without someone being like, "Tight butthole."
Yeah. If I was mayor in that town and I had to base that show for my reason to bring up like a reason to hold a town meeting and bring up issues, the first thing I would do would go, "We can't have our crowd stopping momentum from our performers because there was no momentum to be had because every other."
You'd be a very micromanaging mayor if that's what you're. You're going to stand up comedy shows and talking about momentum when they're like, our sewage system's fucked.
You're killing the momentum.
Yeah. The toilets are backing up. Yeah.
Healthcare. Momentum from the performance.
For stand up comedians in downtown Disney.
It's my number one priority.
Which, and also, where are you from with that voice? No one knows where you're from. You're obviously from Sicily,
Croatia.
You Italian fuck.
Okay. Well,
you mobster motherfucker. I know it.
Yeah, where?
I know it. You're lying to
Tuscany
all of us. Yeah, no, definitely.
Tuscany.
Where
is that?
I'm from Seattle. It's beautiful. Don't call me Ken Griffey.
Chef Boyardee.
Okay, so then we do Anaheim. Next day, I have to drive back to LA and do the Pally Fest.
Yeah.
Which is like a...
Not a quick drive.
Where it's people talk about...
it's an hour drive up.
Where people talk about TV. And the cast of Workaholics, we all sat there and talked about TV. And then it was a lot of Comedy Central shows. Really fun to do. Which is awesome because it was also in front of... I felt so comfortable because it was also in front of like 2,500 people. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is every night for me.
That's a great point to make because neither one of us, I think, at that point are... I mean, I don't know what your biggest crowd was to even perform at. But like the tour was the introduction of like, oh, yeah, more than a comedy club. Uh-huh. More than 300-400 people. So, yeah, so it's like getting into the flow of the tour and being like, oh, I'm five shows in. Now we got this. But even for things like that, you're like... Because then I did the Shrine 2 weeks ago for 6,000. And, you know, yeah, that was a lot. But I go, man, thank God I had that tour under my belt. Yeah. Because I at least wasn't
even...
You
felt comfortable. Yeah. You didn't look at the crowd and go like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then,
totally.
And then when... I mean, comedy sucks when you're not relaxed. It's because you speed through stuff. Yeah. You don't go on the funny tangents. Yeah. You don't find things in the moment. You're not as present. So it's cool that we found a good rhythm.
A good rhythm.
Big crowds like that.
Fuck yeah. So then we go to San Diego for the last show of the tour, House of Blues.
By this time, we are ready for the tour to be done. I know we... I mean, we...
Yeah, dude.
Like, all of us... I feel like that last, like, after... Like, after... I mean, really, even after Vancouver, for me, you kicked it up because Seattle's your hometown. You were like, oh, we gotta go.
Yeah.
But, like, Seattle, Portland, Anaheim...
We went to dinner at the Space Needle. You were like, oh, man. Like, you could just see it. And you know, it was like... Yeah. You get up... We always got up for the shows, all of us, like, you know, did our jobs.
Yeah,
but
the shows are great. Yeah. But, no, I remember... Because normally, I'm at the Space Needle a weekend. I'm having the best time of my life. Yeah. But I'm like... Wow, beauty, I get it. Let's eat something.
Moving on.
Moving on. Yeah. I gotta get a nap in before the show.
Yikes.
Can I swipe right on this fucking
Adam,
journey?
Cool, I get it. Seattle's clean. Jesus.
We were just in Vancouver.
Jay Buhner lives here. Wow. Move on with your stories.
Adam's pointing from the Space Needle to the neighborhood that Bill Gates lives in. So,
I'm
know.
Sorry I'm proud from where I was born. Yeah, all right.
Supposedly. Which is
New Seattle.
Which is Brooklyn City. Yeah. The Emerald Jersey hot dog.
Which is Florence, Italy.
San Diego, we close it out. House of Blues.
San Diego, House of Blues.
Yeah.
It was a fucking awesome show. It was a great way to end the show. I had a ton of my friends come down and
got a suite at the W.
Yeah, I got a sick
suite.
Shout
out to the W's, all of them.
All of them.
They all were pretty fun.
Yeah. It was
Boston was the best.
Yeah, Boston had a great W. By plane tour, I mean, we've already talked about hopefully maybe bus next time.
100%. I just talked about that yesterday.
Nice.
Live Nation is pumped.
They're pumped.
We're going out big.
A bus, and that'll
we're
be a whole.
Take a bus and just fucking crush it next, like January, February.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
I'm like, what if we kicked it mostly in the South?
Yeah, dude.
New Orleans?
So we can, I'm like, let's hit up all the cities we didn't go to. I'm trying to be on a 2-year cycle, I think, is just to figure, because I really only have time, as long as I'm acting and if I don't, you know, have any gigs or acting gigs to do, I'll do more stand-up, but like, I only have time for like one big tour like this once a year. So like, we do it in these cities that, 1 year of the first tour, go to all these cities.
Yep.
And then the next tour, you go to all new cities, same regions, but all new cities. And then the following year, the third year, you go back and do all these cities again.
Yeah.
And by that time, hopefully you're writing and you have a new hour to
do. Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, even in those 2 weeks, you got a new 10 minutes. So it's like, you think about if you, you know, even got another week on that or, 2 weeks. It was the best. Well, this was a great recap.
and that's how we end it. I gotta cut it right then. Well, that was a great recap.
That was a great recap.
Fuck you both.
Bourbon Street.
I love you both.
How about one more time? Just
this was the best.
Let's do the whole song.
But let me just say, and without that whiskey slip up. That tour was the fucking craziest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm sure you can both attest.
It was the funnest.
And the best. And doing this recap, I mean, it's been a month plus removed. And like, just rehashing those stories, I was like, oh man, that was like pledging a fraternity in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we did shit that none of us had done before. And, you know, it's, I don't know, man, it was the best.
It really was.
Every moment. And like, couldn't have, to wake up with dudes at 7 a.m. and on 2 hours sleep and know you've got to do it all again, but be pumped to do it, man, you got to really enjoy the people around you.
Yeah.
And that was the shit. So.
Never gonna sleep, never gonna die, never get sick, I tell you why. Shit don't faze me.
Woo!
Shit don't faze me. Got a superhuman heart full of caffeine, Adderall running through my veins. Shit don't faze me.
Come on now.
Shit don't faze me. Ask Isaac a question he don't know. E-I-E-I-E-I-E. Shit don't faze me.
Woo!
Shit don't faze me. Left my shoes in the hotel room. Raw dog breakfast. See you soon. Shit don't faze me.
Come on now.
Shit don't faze me. Got a Garney handing me a beer. Got a handshake. People think I'm queer. Shit don't faze me.
Woo.
Shit don't faze me. Left my shoes in the hotel room
again.
Where did you do that? See you soon.
Marmalade.
Don't faze me. Shit don't faze me.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.